fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and if you're someone who is a regular listener, you might have been wondering, where the F has she gone? She was meant to talk about Facebook ads for my mini course weeks ago. And the answer is, well, as you probably know, dear listener, life happens. Just over a month ago, we decided to put our house on the market. So we've been, you know, busily doing all sorts of painting and cleaning and yard work and this and that. And it took up a lot of my time. And I don't know if you've ever sold a house. I haven't before. It's also very stressful. So I got a wee bit sick as well. And, you know, that just compounded and that's why I have been missing. So I hope you enjoyed that little life update, and I'll let you know when how things go, when I start beaming from another location. But it's not to say that doing this episode on Facebook ads for your mini course has not been at the back of my mind, front of my mind, wherever it is, it's been in my mind. I have been thinking about it and thinking about, geez, it'd be great when I finally get back to recording that episode. But one thing I've learned in business over the past few years really is about not beating myself up too much. You know, if I'm beating myself up, well, what's the point of doing anything at all? And if I'm not beating myself up, well, chances are I'm doing all right. So I've been thinking about these mini course ads, and it's kind of timely as we move towards the end of the year. And as I record this, the Black Friday sales are in full swing. And I was thinking about how I can start talking about these mini course ads. And don't worry, it isn't all about having some massive discount, although that does help as an incentive. But it really is starting to think about how can you sell your mini course in a similar way to an e-commerce business sells their products via ads. And why would there be any similarities between your amazing course on the health benefits of eating more fruit and an e-commerce business? And there is a very strong similarity, which is you want someone to see your ad and not only click on it, not sign up with their email address for your freebie, but you want them to pull out their wallet, you want them to log into their PayPal account, you want them to click on their Apple Pay button, whatever it is, and you want to take their money. So you might have heard, like, you know, about e-commerce businesses running ads through Facebook and Instagram, and sometimes, yes, they can work really, really well. I work with a number of e-commerce brands running their ads, and yeah, the ads go pretty darn well. And do you want to know what the secret is? Yeah, it's really great content. It's really hard to sell something online, like via an ad where you want someone to purchase it, with a blurry out of focus photo or a boring ass video. And when it comes to the e-commerce brands that I work with the people that stop me in the street and ask me about Facebook ads, that doesn't happen, but maybe at like a networking breakfast or that type of thing, I'm always saying the same old thing. Actually, I was talking to someone yesterday about their new startup, and I was like, you know what I'm going to say? She's like, I know what you're going to say. And that is, yeah, video content will really help you sell your mini course. And not just any course, because remember, we are taking someone who doesn't really know much about you. Maybe they've never interacted with you before, and we want them to pull out their cold hard cash and purchase your mini course. That's why videos really can help sell them. And not just any videos, as I said, boring videos. Often, if you're not a celebrity or your video is really well recorded, I usually don't recommend talking to camera videos because, again, if it's just you on your phone, you know, I'm a big fan of that, particularly when it comes to content like Instagram or Facebook, doesn't always translate into sales on your ads. And that's because it needs to have that scroll stopping factor. How you can get around this is to overlay different types of footage, or I think, you know, just going after a different type of video, not necessarily you talking to camera, but maybe there's a way that you can show what it is that they're going to get as part of the mini course. Is there going to be a result? You know, sometimes it's really easy, like say you're selling a mini course on fermenting foods, so you can just show the process of that and sell the course. Other times it's a bit trickier just because it's a bit more of like an information-based course, but there's absolutely no reason why you can't pop your thinking cap on and start thinking of, okay, what is a visual way I can show this? Is there a metaphor I can use? Is there something that people will understand when they see it that's not necessarily me talking about the course? And some really great places to get that content, you don't always have to film it yourself either. For one of my clients this year, I was sort of selling their products by using a testimonial, and the testimonial talked about making coffee and how it tasted better after using the product that these people want, you know, the company sells. And so all I did was to jump onto my Canva premium account and download someone making a cup of coffee as a video. How easy is that? That ad's still running after many, many months, and it's still bringing in sales. So when it comes to selling your mini course using ads, I would really encourage you to start thinking, beyond maybe the types of content that you normally put out, you know, those sort of single image posts with a bit of text, that's okay, but is it going to sell it enough? Probably not. So I'd start thinking about making a really good video. Do you need to invest in either upgrading your skills or paying someone to help you make that? Probably could be a really, really good investment, particularly if you're looking to sell something on Evergreen. The other thing that you might want to look at is, sort of a visual metaphor for what it is that you're selling. Because when it comes to running ads, you're really trying to sort of cut through some of those critical thinking faculties of the brain. Those little parts of the brain that's like, confused, not gonna buy. Don't understand what this is about, gonna keep scrolling. And so if you're able to use a visual metaphor, well, people are gonna get it so much faster. One of my all-time favorite visual metaphor ads that I often use in my presentations is, it was for like a pelvic floor post-baby type course. And what did they do? They could have had women running and being like, oh, I can run again, or women running and they're like, oh, we've got to find the toilet. But they didn't do that. They used a visual metaphor of an egg smashing. Just like a regular egg smashing. They're like, is your pelvic floor like a smashed egg? And I was like, I get it. I really get it. You know, it's just got leaking everywhere. So that would be my number one tip when you're running ads for your mini course. Really great video and or a visual metaphor or both. The next step when it comes to running ads, as I said, you got to really think like an e-commerce brand when you're doing this, and that is to test the visual experience and the brand experience, user experience, particularly on mobile. And the reason why is, although most of the time people make their purchasing decisions from the Facebook desktop like platform, just so you know, but they're gonna click on it on their phones from Instagram or Facebook first. And then, you know, the Facebook algorithm being what it is, they're probably gonna see your ads for the next few days. Anyway, you don't even need to run a retargeting ad. How cool is that? So you want that to feel seamless. You want that to feel like the ad that you're running really ties in with that sales page that they're clicking over to, that it's not taking a really long time to load, that the images aren't all weird and cut off, and that there's a really good, like, strong call to action headline at the very top of that sales page. Now, the next thing that I'm going to talk about is that cohesion of the sales page. You know, it's very easy to sort of like write a really long sales page, but just make sure that you're including things like headlines or headings, because most people are going to scan your sales page. Other tactics that people sometimes use on a sales page is like a banner with a countdown timer so that people have this urgency around, oh, I'm going to miss out on the mini course deal. Now, if your mini course is on an evergreen style of funnel, and that means that you want to just have it rolling over, tick, tick, tick. As I said in the first one of these, however long ago it was, it's the dream, right? Put money into Facebook, make some money out. If it's going to be on evergreen, then it doesn't always sit well with me to use like false scarcity tactics. So if you're going to use a deadline, make sure it's a real one. Don't just make it up. But when it comes to selling your mini course, and I know I would have talked about this before, you want it to be some ridiculously no-brainer, money can't buy offer that will see them take action. Which brings us back to, it's Black Friday and every person is offering a discount this weekend. There's almost like not even a reason to run ads this weekend if you're not offering a discount. I'm going to throw it out there. And the same goes with your mini course. Like, where, again, we're scrolling through Facebook. We didn't know we needed this thing. This ad has popped up. You've gotten their attention with a really flippin' great video or image, a visual metaphor that's like got captured their attention. And then they go, oh, it's just like $99 and it's just the regular price. Like, I don't need to buy that. And we need to overcome that if you want to start making sales with your mini course. So there needs to be an urgency. It needs to be a ridiculous offer. And this is why when it comes to your mini course, it's not always about making like heaps and heaps of money off it. It's about, you know, building up that rapport with people, growing your list of people who have not only subscribed, but spent money with you, and they're going to get the better, you know, understand how great you are at your thing. It could be the first offer in like your menu of offerings, as you know, that increases depending on like the level of complexity or experience with you. This really isn't about you, you know, getting paid for something that you just decided to make. Just saying, like, it is about covering costs, feeling good about advertising, and then using this as a platform to, yeah, build that rapport and go on and continue the relationship with that person over time, and hopefully strengthening it with future purchases with you. This is the number one thing when it comes to the mini course. A lot of people use them not to make money, but just to continually run ads and pour that money back into Facebook, knowing that it will pay off in future. Nobody has ever complained about building a database of people who have spent money with them down the track. And then, you know, down the track, those people will end up purchasing again from them. I mean, it's what businesses are built on, repeat purchases. It is so much cheaper to acquire a customer again who has already worked with you or spent money with you than trying to continually acquire new customers. So if you're thinking about running ads for your mini course, go in with your eyes wide open. Go in with knowing your numbers and knowing that if you say your mini course is $49 or $29, you want to be spending that at least every day so that you can start to have those numbers ticking over. And yeah, if it might cost you $29 to make a sale in the first instance. And hopefully as you refine your messaging, your advertising, your sales page, those costs will lower. But it is so important to go in and have a play. Even if that idea of spending $30 or $50 a day freaks you out, go in with a budget and just go in with an idea of, you know what, no matter what happens, there is going to be an outcome. The outcome is that I've got a mini course for sale. How awesome is that? And I know my numbers in my business so I can feel good about advertising this and seeing what happens and knowing that, okay, well, I spent $300 but only made 3 sales. What can I do? How can I improve things? You know, looking at your stats in Ads Manager can help you with that. Like if lots of people are clicking on your ads but then not taking action on the sales page, usually tells us it's a sales page problem. Or if people aren't clicking on your ads at all, maybe there's ways that you can refine your message or maybe create a better video in your ads too or write better copy. Finally, when it comes to copy, I just want to give you one last tip that's straight from the One Amazing Ad Course, that's straight from everything I do when it comes to working with people on their ads, and that is just put your best foot forward. You know, put those numbers out there. If it's a really awesome discount, put it in the ad copy. Don't wait for them to click over to the sales page and surprise! Because you've already missed out on probably around 70% of people. So if you're interested in finding out more about mini courses, go back and have a listen to my other episodes. I'm also going to pop in a link in the show notes to my One Amazing Ad waitlist that'll be happening in 2024. But if you're listening to this in 2023 and you're like, Miranda, I would love to hear more from you. How can we do this? How can we work together? Then I would say to you, come along next Thursday, which is the 30th of November, and I am running my how-to plan for an outrageously good 2024. What has this got to do with mini courses? Well, maybe part of your strategy and your plan for 2024 is having a shit-hot mini course that you put everywhere. Who's to say? I'm not going to be the boss of you. You're the boss of you. And if you want to take charge of yourself, then I would love to see you at this free workshop. I'll pop the link in the show notes. If you've missed out and you're listening to this later, just come and find me on Instagram at Miranda Ivy Media. And I'm sure I can figure out a way to send you a replay or something like that. That's it for me. I am so glad I pulled the band-aid off and finally got around to recording this episode. It was a good one, I think you'll agree. And until next time, stay fabulous. Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Fabulous Marketing. If you liked it, I would love for you to head on over to iTunes or Spotify, leave me a review, and if you know someone who could use this, maybe you could forward it to them so they can have a listen. And if you are a micro business with less than 5 employees and you want to get your mojo back, head to mirandaivy.com/micro and download my free micro business self-check-in now. Until next time, stay fabulous.